This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right, now we have Usenzo Khumalo, alumni ya Khonala eMango Sotho, why Khonala Pago Environmental Health. Hi, sir, how are you doing?
I'm well, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good too. So I'm going to go to the Midday Show with the Supermind and Flung on MUT Radio.
To be back at home.
Okay, so let's just get into what really motivated you to attend this lecture by Professor Balakrishnan?
Basically, to us, it was an invite because of, I think, the relationship we have as an office located here in the South and the academic institution, especially our Department of Environmental Health, to come and make our contributions, as sometimes we are visiting lecturers in the school. So I think it was quite crucial that we come and observe the day, since it's an international guest lecture, so we had to come and give it value and the audience that it deserves.
Okay, I got that one. So now, in Doni, that you'd say it really stood out to you the most from the presentation, Yank?
I think it's her understanding of the different dynamics that we as a country are facing in addressing issues of air quality. And I think the level in which she tried by all means to make it more friendly to the students. I think air quality issues are too complex, especially for her as an academia. So those who haven't been to that space, it's become very difficult to understand. But I think it was made short and easy to understand for everyone. I think you can tell with the engagements that the students had. Yeah.
I like the fact that you mentioned country. So how do you think South Africa can implement some of the strategies our Agakulumengao?
I think it should start with academia in the main. We have a problem of not having enough research output on the issues of air quality. I think it was encouraging to hear her talk about the fact that I think the lecturers here, the students, because they are the prospective researchers on the field and on the subjects of air quality, to start taking the issues of postgrad and the issues of research more importantly, because I think it's the one that shapes the policy and the direction of the country in the main, and even global politics.
And just before I let you go, I have one more. What challenges do you see in addressing air pollution in low and middle income countries like South Africa?
In the main, I think the problem is the poverty, inequality that's as a country, we are facing currently. These things, I think, to introduce these sustainable interventions, you need, for instance, to de-industrialize or have interventions that, in the main, are too expensive for us to afford as a country. So I think the challenge in the main is the issues of inequality, poverty, slow growth in terms of our GDP and the economy in general. I think it's showing also on the impact and the consequences that we are facing as a result of climate change and air quality issues. No problem.
That was Usenzo Khumalo. I think I did introduce him so well.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.